Let us go to the book of Malachi today for our thought for today. And may we entitle the thought for the day, the reward of thinking upon his name. In Malachi, the third chapter, in verse 16, we find this precious truth. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. We see in this verse here the power, the reward of thinking upon his name. It lets us know how much esteem that God places upon thinking upon his wonderful name. He says, they that fear the Lord. The word in Hebrew is yareh, which means to reverence and to hold in awe. It means an awe that's mingled with affection and love and respect. It's a word that means to love him in such a way that you would bow in a submissive humility to his will and way. So those that fear the Lord, when you have this class of respect, you speak to other people. You cannot keep it to yourself. It's so marvelous and so wonderful. You must speak with someone else. And the Lord hearkened. That is, the Lord heard it. The word hearkened is a greater word than just hear ordinarily. The idea is that you spread your ear out as though it were extended way out to where you didn't miss any of the words or the thoughts of the person speaking. And he caused a book to be written of those that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. Now let's look at the reward of thinking upon his name in the fourth chapter there in verse 2. He said, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Do you need to be healed today? Are you sick in body? Are you sick in your mind? Are you sick in your soul? Are you sick spiritually? Then if you'll just think upon the name of Jesus Christ, there's healing. The Son of Righteousness will arise. And when the sun comes up, the sun, the fire, the warmth from the sun causes things to warm up, and then they begin to bend. And if we're sick, maybe we need to bend somewhere to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's positive for sure that he can bend our stubborn wills. So if you just think upon Jesus Christ, if there's something in your life that you find real repulsive that you have to do, something that you feel you cannot tolerate, you cannot endure, if you will think upon Jesus Christ, he will melt and warm and bend your will into submissive surrender unto his will. You know, a fire melts hardness. Sometimes God lets people suffer to melt them. One little lady said to me recently, she said, why has so much happened to me? Why am I going through these terrible things? And tears were flowing down her face when she said that to me. And I said, honey, just for the tears that are coming now, you've been hard and you need to be melted and you need to be broken. Those that think upon his name, those that will allow Jesus Christ to fill their hearts and minds with spiritual thoughts, the gold dust of his word, then, beloved, he will allow the Son of Righteousness to rise upon your horizon in the natural and in the spiritual. You'll find situations changing in your life. You'll find circumstances changing. Fire melts the hardness. Fire melts frozen anger. A lot of times we have a lot of anger and hatred against somebody, sometimes even from childhood. But when you think upon the name, the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, his mercy, his love, his goodness, his kindness, his humility, then you will find the Son of Righteousness rising up, and you'll find those warm rays melting the ice of your hatred and your anger. And you know, fire kindles a love. And when the Son of Righteousness rises up, it will kindle the love for Jesus Christ, a love for his house, a love for his will, a love for the Word of God, love for prayer. The Son of Righteousness will kindle love for the things that we need to have kindle in our hearts. And of course, the Son of Righteousness sanctifies, purifies our hearts. And there are many things in our attitudes and dispositions that are not like Jesus Christ, our impatience and our disbelief and so on. And the Son of Righteousness can destroy, convert, and test the materials that we have used to build within ourselves. And so he will prove us. He will test us. The Son of Righteousness will heal us. And the word says that, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And so calves that are fattened on the fine corn in the stall, not just turned loose to run out there to seek their own food, but have been housed and shielded within the fold or the stall of their master. And the master has provided special corn that the master has grown and given unto them, not food that they have found, but food that he has given. So when we think upon his name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing. And the Son of Righteousness will prepare the food that will make us to grow up and to be fat and to be rich and increased in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and give us that abundance of satisfaction and joy and peace that our hearts have always been looking for. And then you'll feel secure when the Master has limited you, as it were, fenced you in, as it were, within the confines of his stall, and you'll be satisfied because the crib will be full of corn, and you will eat and be satisfied and grow. This is the reward of those that think upon his name. How much better to think upon the name of Jesus Christ than any other name, seeing as God has said in his word that God has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's the kind of name he has. And he is the Son of Righteousness, and he has healing in his wings, and he has food in his stall to feed us, that we might grow in him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, precious Jesus, today for thy truth. Lord, we thank you that your truth is able to set us free from ignorance and darkness and sin, and separate us unto thy divine self. Bless the words of light and truth today in radio audience. Lord Jesus, quicken unto the people the power and the reward of thinking upon thy name, that they might experience the Son of Righteousness rising in a new way in their lives, because we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.